You hear in the video one officer telling her to get the F out of the vehicle. He is trying to open up the door. That's when she does, you say it was a three-point turn. She moves, she's going backward, and then she's moving forward in a slightly turning direction. What kind of an investigation? You think she was trying to get away?
Look, that's what it appears to me. That being said, again, I'm not going to preempt an investigation that will be underway by the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension.
And that's
they
a state,
need
state
to look
organization?
Into this. That's a state organization, and the state has said that that is going to be the entity that is at least in part stepping up to review what took place. That being said, again, the narrative that ICE is spinning immediately after this was that this was purely self-defense and that the act by the victim was some sort of domestic terrorism. That, and I'll say it again, is bullshit. That is bullshit. The way they've been conducting themselves is also bullshit. And we all need to be very clear-eyed about what's happening because, by the way, this is not just about Minneapolis. This is about the endurance of our republic. The things that are taking place are not just illegal, they are unconstitutional. They are coming in here. They are claiming it's about safety, and it ain't. They are claiming it's about enforcing the law, and it's not. What they are doing is terrorizing communities. They are ripping families apart. And they are creating danger, as we saw, where they claim to be creating safety. That's not okay in Minneapolis. That's not okay in any city in the entire country. If you care about the endurance of our republic and you care about the President of the United States and an administration abiding by the Constitution, whether you are a Democrat or you're a Republican, now is the time to stand up. This ain't okay.